Hey there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast, dissecting a reader's contribution about a dumb leader in the car. Hey there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. We hope you've been enjoying the content that we've been putting out, as well as checking out thedumbleaders.com and some of the stories from readers, some of the dumb leaders that are in the news, and of course dissecting, and we're up to number 5 of what dumb leaders do. Today I'm sharing with you a story that we got through from one of our readers from the website. And it's I must say it's a common story, and it's one that resonated with me. In my time, I've had a leader that was particularly like this style of leader that I'm going to share. The reader was from the Midwest of America, and they were working in the fast-moving consumable game. And the team that this reader was a part of, he was a regional manager in this particular chain. And there was a peer group of about 8 regional managers, and they enjoyed what he called a love-hate relationship with the VP. There was a vice president of operations, and that's who the dumb leader is all about. They ultimately, as the story goes, treated him as more of an annoyance than a leader, and I'm guessing that there would be a number of people that have worked with someone like that, someone who was more of a hindrance than a help, more than a frustration, more than an annoyance than a leader. He distracted them, he frustrated them. And the comment that our reader said was, he's just so frustrating. But the most annoying habit that he had was when he was visiting the regions. And, you know, I can imagine, I'm picturing this dumb leader now visiting the regions, and usually anyone in that sort of a role understands that when their boss, their line manager, comes into town or comes into the region, it usually means that you're driving them around. And in this case, yes, the regional manager, the RM, was the driver. And this is where the dumb leader really excelled, because while they're travelling the distances between sites, he would regale everyone. He would regale the regional manager and, in her words, tell them how great they were. He would tell us, the senior managers in their business, that he would do a better job than. He would share intimate stories and confessions almost of the senior leaders that he's worked with. He would share, and this is where it gets really dumb, the latest roles and jobs that he was applying for and that he saw himself fit to apply for. You know, they were both external and internal to the company. So he was applying for jobs of a national significance in America, coming out of a VP of operations in this particular business. Now, I don't know the extent of the business. I don't know whether it was regionally based, but I do know that the regional managers all treated him as a bit of a laughing stock. And after every visit to the region, all the other RMs would ring each other and they'd have a laugh at the latest delusions, the latest stories, and the latest career quest that the VP was on. They thought he was 100% delusional and 200% ridiculous, her words. And they suffered him as a leader, is the wording that they use. We suffer him as our leader. Now, here's the stupid part. Now, this is where it really gets start getting really stupid. And this is from reflection from our RM. No one's been promoted out of that team yet. Time and time again, they're one of the best performing regions in this particular business. Now, come again? So we've got a dumb leader and we've got a team that is still performing up there and amongst the best, yet the dumb leader is doing everything in their power not to do that. And that says a lot about the quality of the people. Yeah, but no one out of that team has been promoted. No one. We put the performance down to ourselves and the networks that we have created between ourselves. So you can imagine that. The RMs have become a bit of a close-knit team. And in this case, the VP of Ops, or the title, is not having too much influence on the results production. She mentions, they mentioned that they've effectively built a team, our team, to be autonomous without the leader. And then she adds that it really doesn't seem to have helped us. And that can be the case. So let me talk about that particular leader. You know, there's a great article over at Psychology Today by Dr. Robert Leahy, where he talks about six management styles, and he gives them all a name. Now, the one that closely resembles this leader, and I'll talk about why in a sec, was management style number two, the POW. The POW tries to be friends with everyone and has difficulty telling people what they don't want to hear. The POW may feel like he or she is being fair and equal, but staff won't know what's expected, and it may soon deteriorate into confusion and chaos. The POW wants to be everyone's friend. So this manager thinks the following: I want everyone to like me. We'll get along better if I make everyone happy. It's mean and unfair to tell people that they aren't doing the job right, and I shall never say anything that someone else doesn't like to hear. And that's direct quotes from the article from Dr. Leahy. So very interesting. So this particular leader, the dumb leader that our reader has sent us, is very definitely a person that wants to be liked, for starters. They want to be liked, but there's more to it. You know, maybe we could say that he was just communicating how important it was for others to blindly follow him by leveling a degree of importance on himself that he may not otherwise have had. The impression that potentially he's wanting to create is that he was a man on the rise and that he was moving ahead. So you better hitch your wagon to me, people, because he wants to create disciples that sweat it on his every word. That's a possibility. More likely is that he's got a severe personality dysfunction. So let me just talk through that one. As well as having a need to be liked, potentially he's got a need to feel important, a need to make others believe that he's important. It reeks a little bit of that alpha male dominance scenario. I'm better than you. These are the jobs that I believe I should have. And he's certainly one that's in pursuit of status. Some would say potentially he's a delusional narcissist. So that's maybe a good description of why that leader is like he is. I think at the very least he's trying to make himself sound a lot more important than what he really is. But and by somehow, especially the concept that you're sitting there and being told all the jobs or the career options that this person faces, it's definitely designed to make him feel important and make you believe that he's important. But the results, what are the results? Now, this team is extraordinary because if they've managed to maintain performance at any level, they've done particularly well, because a leader like this very rarely does. One of the first things I'm going to say, if he's talking about others with you, what's he saying about you with others? So that's the first question that pops into people's head, that should pop into people's head if someone comes along to confide in you on some of the stuff that they see or hear or feel or talk about senior managers. What are they saying about you when you're not in the room? The other problem that will occur is that he's not showing any commitment to the business, and to you. And if he wants you to be committed to the business, he's certainly going the wrong track. So there's no commitment shown, no commitment given. So if you're delusional in thinking that people are going to blindly follow you because you're wanting them to believe that you're more important, it's more important to get them committed to the business. And it's more important for you to show that commitment. You know, what it also drives is a complete lack of trust. And in this case, the dumb leader has become a laughing stock. He's become a laughing joke. He's become part of the joke. He's just a joke. So what comes with that is a lack of direction, a lack of results, a constant churn of employees. And in this case, I'm guessing he's taking credit for success. And once again, I'm just going to go back to that initial point that I made. What's he saying about you? If no one else in that team has been promoted from this particular grouping or with this particular leader in charge, what's he saying about you? So what do you do when you've got a leader like this? Well, thankfully, I'm hoping that you don't have to put up with a leader like this. But unfortunately, they do exist. The good news is that this leader is not having an impact on performance. So to our reader, that's the good news, because delusional leaders like this will often tend to have a negative impact. The bad news is that they're incredibly tough to deal with. You know, the bad news is they are incredibly tough to deal with. Challenging them is fraught with danger because they don't want to hear about it. You know, I talk about our agreement with reality. The agreement with reality is the story that we're telling ourselves. So the story that this guy is telling about himself is that he's much more important than what he actually is or wants or needs to be. So he's got a very clear, deluded sense of importance. And for you to challenge that is only going to give him stuff that he doesn't want to hear. And it's only going to cause pain. It's going to be pain initially on him and then potentially pain inflicted back on you. One of the other options is you could buy into that same delusion and stroke his ego. Although I tend to think that we all have some level of integrity and we might find that hard to do. The key, I think, is influence and having conversations that matter, having those crucial conversations that help build an understanding over time. Plant the seeds of influence would be my suggestion. Plant the seeds of influence from tough conversations and become a trusted partner to him. Now, In all likelihood, and based on the experiences that I've seen with this style of leader, even that advice probably won't work. He's carved his place in this particular company somehow. So he's got a power base. He's got a political power base there somehow. And while that team continues to perform underneath him, he's going to maintain that power base. So I guess the final alternative on how do you deal with a dumb leader like that, drum roll please, is to leave. I mean, and really that should be a last consequence for you. I'd personally probably be looking around at what else is available. You've certainly got some results on the board if your region is amongst the top performing ones. I would suggest that you've got just as many opportunities outside the business as what you do inside the business. So, but you can go through some of those other things. Don't challenge them. Try and influence them. Try and plant seeds. Become a trusted confidant. Don't buy into the delusion, but gently guide him to reality, I guess. And if all of that doesn't work, the final opportunity and the final option there, I would guess, is to leave. The other option, of course, is maintain the status quo as it is. Stay close with your other regional managers. And while you're all having a bit of a giggle at the dumb leader's expense and enjoying the ride. As long as you guys can motivate yourself and you're enjoying that sort of side of the business, why not maintain the status quo? But my suggestion would be that there's probably opportunities sitting outside that particular business for someone at your level and for someone with that skill base. So the dumb leader that tells everyone how good they are while they're driving from site to site, talks about some of the roles that they're applying for, talks about the way that he could do roles better than more senior people within the business, certainly is a dumb leader. And they're certainly not building any sense of trust, camaraderie or respect within their team. And, of course, there's certain ways in which you can deal with it. So I hope you enjoyed that little bit of a story today. It is a bit of a train wreck, that one. If you do come across a dumb leader in your travels, please share. Please share. And you too can have your reader's contribution either written into the at dumbleaders.com at the Dumb Leaders Handbook, or we'll put it on the podcast. Now, we'll write that one up as a bit of an article, get our resident experts to answer that one as well, so you can get some different formats and some options based on that. So please get on over to dumbleaders.com, send us your stories through, visit us on the contact page. Every story is 300% confidential. We don't mention names, we don't mention companies, and even in this case, we ask for the approval to talk about location. So we normally don't even talk about location, and in this case, our reader was quite happy for us to do that because of the fact that there were multiple businesses operating in that area that under that particular industry. So please feel confident that you can share with immunity, you can share with indemnity, and hopefully we can add some value to the situation. That's it for another episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Until next week, we'll see you later. Have a great one. Bye.